Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're rolling.
Oh my gosh, it's recording?
It's recording.
Okay. I'm sorry if you can hear me breathe.
When we laugh, we're going to have to back up.
Yeah.
It's gonna be too hot.
Three, two, one. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Real Wives in Radio. This is interesting. We are literally broadcasting live. Last time I was just my little fancy little phone recorder, which is not fancy at all. This time we are actually on some equipment here on Dorothy's kitchen island.
Yes.
With the baby right next to us.
Yes. A shout out to Dustin of Don't Make Me Come Back There, the podcast.
That's right.
Check out that family friendly podcast because we're borrowing his equipment so we can record.
Thank you, Dustin.
Yes.
Thank you, Dustin.
Dickerson. Thank you.
Thank you. And yes, we will check out that podcast. And I know that I sound echoey, but I'm trying my best not to. So if you could just like push that aside.
We're going to be bringing the bass.
I know. I got to. If you could only see us, like I can't move. I have the mic like right on my teeth. I feel I can't laugh because it's gonna hurt your ears. But we good.
Yes,
yeah.
We are good. Oh
and
my
you're
gosh!
Back.
Thank you so much for coming over, by the way, and doing this.
Of course. I mean, you said, can you stop by and get me food? And I was like, girl, I need to grub too. So yes, what do you want? And then you said, el sarape. And I was like, girl, I'm there. So we're here.
Okay. And well, first things first.
Yeah.
Congrats on your baby girl, because I was waiting all weekend long for the text of like what the gender was going to be.
I know. So yes, if you didn't listen to the last podcast, I'm having a little baby girl. Which is so crazy. Or it's really crazy when you like start referring to like instead of the baby, you're like she, you know, or he, you know, like that trips me out.
Yeah.
Or when I'm like her room, you know, or like.
Crazy. Have you guys gotten anything for her room yet?
Not for the room. Okay. No. But we have like a few little things here and there that people have given us, but not like not for the room. I'm so overwhelmed with the options.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even like figured it out. So
wait till you do your baby registry.
I know. I don't even want to.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
But how do you feel though now that you know that it's a girl?
Every day gets a little bit more like real and not real.
Because
when it happened, it was like my knees got weak.
Aww.
Legit. I think I was in such disbelief, and then every day after that, it's been like, okay, I'm having a girl. Like, we're having a girl. Like, JJ, are we having a girl? Like, it's a question still, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, my best friend, Nicole, she's the one that had the ultrasound in the envelope. And I never got to see it. So I was like, Nicole, send me a picture. I need to make sure it's a girl. Like, I just need to see it for myself.
Steven did the same thing.
Yeah. And she was like, trust me, it's a girl. I've had a girl and two boys. Like, I've seen these ultrasound pictures. Yeah. It says it's a girl. It looks like a girl. And I was like, send me the picture now. And so, so every day just gets a little more real. And I think, like, now, like, it's just like, okay, I'm having a girl.
Yeah, I loved how you guys did it, too. You guys did it so in the reveal in your own way. I mean, one of your best couples Halloween costume for you and JJ was when you went as the Cholula bottle and the Tapatio bottle. And that's how you guys did the reveal, when you pulled the piñata strings, right?
Right, when we pulled the piñata strings. Well, when we pulled the piñata strings, first of all, did it work? If you didn't see that video, it was a total fail. But our best friend Joe, he's the one that he actually made the piñata.
Oh,
like,
he did?
Like, he cut up the streamer that goes around and makes it look like a piñata. He did all the details.
Oh my god!
I know. So trust me, I wasn't mad about that. I'm like, Joe, your heart and soul and sweat and tears into this.
He did.
Yes. Plus, it was fun. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was super funny. But then when we finally opened it, either packets of Tapatio came out or packets of Cholula, and you know, packets of Cholula came out, and that's how we knew. Yeah, so
you were so right. I remember.
Yes,
you said you have a feeling it might be a girl.
Yes, I did say I have a feeling.
You're a witch. I'm telling you.
I don't. It just scares me. I was kind of hoping I'd be wrong.
Nah, dude.
I was kind of hoping I'd be
witch.
There's a spider.
Where?
It's moving.
Oh, it's okay. It's a little one.
Are you sure?
Do you want me to kill it?
No, I'm fine.
Give me your sandal. Give me your shoe.
No. What if it goes inside? Wait, what? It's going to leave.
Here, give me your shoe.
It moves fast, Dorothy. Those move fast. Those jump.
Jump?
Careful. Dorothy, don't mess. You didn't get it.
I got it. Oh.
Oh, you let it go.
No, it fell into the hole of the notebook. Hang on.
It's dead. Not dead.
It's dead.
It's trying to save it. You know what? Just forget it.
No, it's dead.
You don't know anything about spiders. You don't know.
I've never had a brown clue.
You just made me.
Or a black widow.
It was a brown widow.
Are we going to leave all of this in?
I think we're going to leave this in because it's just too real. It's too real. Just in case you didn't believe that we were broadcasting live from Dorothy's house in University Heights on her kitchen island.
With my sleeping baby 2 feet away from us.
Yeah. This is so great. This is kind of like what I imagined we'd be doing.
Yeah.
But I also was like, we'll see, because you don't know how you're going to be when you're a first time mom, right? You don't know how like Bach is going to be. And here we are. Like, how old is he?
3 weeks and one day.
Okay, are you okay with us doing this?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't tell you to come over if I wasn't.
I don't know. You're crazy. You're a crazy person.
I am.
In different ways.
Yeah, we're crazy in different ways, for sure. Different ways, okay. Yeah. So back to your party. So Joe, it failed once, and then you guys opened it.
Yeah, and Cholula. Then Cholula's everywhere, and we're having a little girl, and that's that, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We're excited. You know, we're a little scared to have a little Tanya. So, you know, we hope that it's more of a little JJ.
what if she looks like you and has JJ's personality?
Okay.
You know, that's what my nieces.
Yeah.
That's what they like. They look like, you know, my niece Nora looks like her dad, but has my sister Michelle's personality.
Really?
And then Allie, her little sister, looks like Michelle, but has her dad's personality.
Oh my gosh.
So it could be.
Yeah. Well, I have no idea what she's going to look like. I have no idea what she's going to be like, who she's going to be like, but I am so excited to see her.
I know.
Okay.
And then our babies can be best friends and then one day get married. They're going to be betrothed.
Okay. Okay, well, you know, I got my best friend Nicole's little baby, too, so it's like little Jet. So it's like, I don't know. We're going to have to figure it out. Okay.
All right. They'll fight for her.
Anyway, let's catch up with you. This is what we all want to hear and know about, okay? Like, it's been 3 weeks since you've been a mom, and things have been real.
Things have been really real. There have been a lot of really good positives, you know, like it's crazy that that's my baby and holding him and looking at him and like just being in love with him is unreal. Like that feeling you will have. Yeah. Every parent tells you that. You can't describe it, you know, it just you feel it. But there have been some really hard moments, hard in the ways that I wasn't expecting. You know, everybody always says like, oh, you're gonna be so sleep deprived, you're gonna be so tired, blah blah blah, and I was like, okay, cool, I expected that, you know, like that's not what's hard about it. What's been really hard for me has been breastfeeding. Like that's been a really big struggle. And at the hospital it was going fantastic. It was going so good. You know, they had at Sharp Mary Birch, they have lactation specialists that come see you every single day, that they set you up. They make sure you're good. You have any questions, they work with you with the latch and everything. And so going home, I felt I got this, you know, positive. But then we're going to get real right now.
Let's get real.
Real.
Because this is the real wives in radio. So
give me some TMI about my nips. Okay. Because that's where I feel like I'm struggling with the breastfeeding, is because one of my nipples, the right side, is inverted. So I have to use a nipple shield. And then the other side is a little bit flat. And if you don't know what a nipple shield is, it's like the silicone thing. It looks like a nipple. It goes over your nipple. It suctions on so the baby can like suck from it. And it, whenever he sucks, oh, hi, baby. He's okay. Once he starts crying, I'll get up. but then, you know, when he sucks, it pulls your nipple through the shield, and it can be painful.
Yeah.
And for me, it was painful on the left side at first, but then after a minute, it didn't hurt anymore. Mm-hmm. But now, like, on the right side, every time he sucks, it's, like, excruciating pain. You know, like, I sit there and I have to, like, do breathing techniques. And you saw it, Tawn.
Sis, I was here, a week ago? Yeah, was it a week ago?
Yeah.
And I've never seen you in pain like that. Like, I've never seen you, like, you shut me up because I was telling you a story. Here I am chit-chatting, like, and you, like, the baby was, like, you know, feeding, or you're feeding the baby, and you're like, hold on. You.
Yeah. Like, I could not focus on anything else but the breathing because it hurt so bad.
I've never seen you in pain like that, ever. Yeah.
I've never been in pain like that, you know? Ugh. So it's been a really big struggle. And because of that, like, I broke down. I cried. I told Steven, I was like, I don't think I can do this. Like, so I needed a break. I've been pumping and then supplementing with formula. I talked to the doctor today actually about it again, because I've been talking every time I go see the doctor. Mm-hmm. I've been asking them about it, you know? Yeah. And
you should.
So the baby's pediatrician, like, tested his suck and said that he's a little bit tongue-tied. Mm. So that's
what does that mean? I've read about this.
So it's like when underneath your tongue, uh-huh. you know, you have that little piece that connects your tongue to the bottom of your mouth.
Yeah.
So I think that some are bigger than like others.
Okay.
So it limits like how they could suck, I guess, it was. So that's kind of how it is with him. He's a little bit tongue-tied, and then combined with my inverted nipple, that doesn't help, you know. And then now he's in a harness because he's got hip dysplasia from being breech for so long.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I feel like I can't win right now. Aww. You know. And then I feel like I'm a failure. Like, no. I'm not giving him his breast. Like, I can't make, and that's other things, like, I'm not making as much milk, you know. So it's like I don't feel like I'm winning in any which way. Winning in the sense where I'm giving him, like, what he needs, you know? And that's been really hard to say, like, I don't think I could do this. Like, I don't want to say that, but I don't know if I can do this, you know? And so we're going to try one more lactation specialist to try to come to the house and see. But after that, like, if I can't get it to work, then we're just going to switch.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's hard. It's really fucking hard.
I know. Dorothy, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm really sorry because I don't know what that's like. So I'm not going to try to give you advice on that because I've heard, you know, but you're not the only one that goes through stuff like this. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're not, and you know that you're doing all that you can.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are just things that you can't control that are going to affect the breastfeeding or you know, the hip dysplasia, like all of that stuff. It's not, it's beyond your control.
I know.
And it's not your doing, you know, it's not your, because of you, like, you didn't intentionally do all of this, you know?
Right. Ugh, it's just hard.
I know. I can see it. I can see that it's hard for you. And
this is the first time I've been able to talk about it and not cry about it.
And you were tearing up a little bit. So, and that's okay. You know, like, that's good. I mean, it's good that you talk about it. It's good that you're asking this every doctor's appointment. You shouldn't be ashamed because I've read, like, the number one reason why women, like, give up is because they don't talk about it. They don't ask. They don't ask the questions. They don't try. Like, they're ashamed, or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you are not. You are not. You are trying everything you can. Yeah. And that's, you are already being the best mother that you can be just by doing that, Dorothy.
Thanks, Tons.
It's hard. I can't imagine. It's so much.
Yeah, you know, then everybody's like, oh, well, you know, it does hurt. Your nipples are going to be sore. I'm like, yeah, but this is different. You know, like, they're sore, but it's like every time he sucks, it feels like glass, you know, like going through my nipples. Like, it fucking hurts.
Yeah. You know? No, I can only imagine.
Yeah. But so that's, like, that's been a struggle. That's been one of my struggles that I've had in this past 3 weeks. Another struggle I've had which was kind of crazy. So, you know, I had to have my C-section.
Yeah.
And which was great. Fantastic. I've been getting up and walking. But I had a little bit of like a bulge coming from the corner of my incision.
Okay.
So I went to the doctor about it. And they said, you know, this is, don't worry. It's called a seroma, which is a pocket of fluid that sometimes built up underneath inside you from surgery. And your body will most of the time absorb it. But sometimes mm-hmm. it might start leaking. And so the doctor said, you know, I'd say 49% chance it might start leaking.
Okay.
And if it does, you know, come in. Don't worry about it. Like, it's totally treatable. And on this past Saturday when I was showering, what happened? I was one of the people that the 49% that it started leaking. And it was like blood in the shower. And
a lot
of blood and like fluid, because it was old blood that was in there, you know. Yeah. So it was like dark brown and it was just trickling. I was like, oh shit, this is kind of a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
did it hurt?
It didn't hurt. It was just worrisome about how much it was going. And so Stephen took me to urgent care. The baby went to his mom's house. And we were there, and the urgent care doctor was like, okay, you know, obviously it ruptured. I can't tell how deep it is. I would feel more comfortable if you went to Mary Birch again, and then they could really, you see the on-call OB over there, and they can really help you. You know, we can try to stop the bleeding right now, but just head over there.
Mm.
So we did that.
Okay.
This is all happening like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Gosh.
And then,
traffic and then a newborn. Okay.
Yeah. So like, we're worried about that, you know, about leaving him. And, but thankfully he's got great grandparents. So the, you know, we were in good hands there, but so we get to Mary Birch, and it turns out the seroma, the, you know, the little bulge that started leaking, was 2 centimeters deep, and like wide as well, like maybe 3 or 4 centimeters wide.
Okay.
Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. But they had to clean it, and they had to, like, it was pretty gnarly. So they went home. I went home. They gave me some supplies. And Steven has to clean it twice a day for me to make sure it doesn't get infected. Like, it has to heal from the inside out.
Yeah.
So we have to do like saline syringes to clear it out. Like, he has to inject saline.
It's like a little hole, right?
Flush it. Yeah, it's a little hole in my body.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he has to stuff it with packing and use the end of a Q-tip and, until it heals. And thankfully, it has been healing. Like, we've been noticing like the packing tape, like the little long strip of gauze that they give us. It's shorter and shorter that he's stuffing into me.
Okay.
But it still hurts like a bitch.
It hurts.
Oh. It hurts. Like, the when he's like going, he does it really gentle. Like, thank God he has some experience being an EMT.
Oh, that's right.
Like, this doesn't gross him out.
Good.
It definitely grossed me out. Like, if I had seen it, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it hurts when he has to stuff it back in, you know, and I'm like,
oh. God, because you're not going through enough pain.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then my sweet baby Buck has hip dysplasia.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's
that's common,
it's
though.
Common.
Yeah.
It's nothing to, like, be super concerned about. He's wearing, like, a harness that goes across. Pretty much it's over his whole entire body. There's a harness across his chest that has 2 strings that hold his legs up and out. To make sure that his left hip goes into its socket.
Yeah, what is hip dysplasia?
So that's just when your hip isn't in its socket, is essentially what it is.
So it's not in its socket?
No, because it was breached for so long that it wasn't.
It's just one hip?
It's just one hip. The right hip was slightly, but it was, no. I mean, the doctor said it was normal after looking at the ultrasound, but the left one wasn't all the way in. So when he grows, if it doesn't fuse into its socket, then we're gonna have problems. He's gonna have issues walking and stuff like that, and just functioning. But the good news is that the doctor, the specialist, the orthopedic doctor, whatever, he thinks it's mild, and that hopefully he'll only have to wear it for 4 weeks.
Okay.
So we'll have an ultrasound in 4 weeks to see.
And that'll fly by. And he's so little right now, he probably doesn't even realize it's on him.
Yeah. He slept through the whole fitting of it.
God. Dorothy Jr.
For sure, dude.
The sleeping dough.
For sure. He's still sleeping now.
The fact that he's even sleeping through us, like cackling over here and like,
oh yeah,
shouting into these mics.
Dude, sis, when my family was all over, my entire Tran clan was here with all the kids and stuff, and it was like, imagine 30 times louder than this. He slept through the whole thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's good. You don't have to be like quiet around
him.
Yeah. Like, you know, can't say anything, could barely cough, you know.
Right, right.
I'm sure, like, there are times when you would rather be quiet around him, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. That's super, super good.
But so aside cute. From all of that, it's been really good. Those have been like my only struggles that I've had.
But I can't, like, all the moms that I've known, like my sister-in-laws, like my best friend, like I've never heard of like a perfect post.
Yeah.
Post.
Yeah.
Like
true
pregnancy. Like I've never heard of like not one of those things. You know yeah. what I mean? Like there's yeah. always something like the. The little, what did you call it?
The
little,
seroma?
Yeah, that my sister-in-law had that. I remember I had to like help
so pack you know and clean. That pain.
I know. I don't know the pain, but I saw the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, like the breastfeeding, like I've known people. I mean, it's not, it's, you're not alone, sis. You yeah. know that. You know that.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't make it easier, but.
Yeah. You know, and it's crazy because next week is going to be a month. And then that means I can finally wash my hair.
Wait. Hold up.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about right now?
Into the cultural traditions and things and superstitions that my mom is making me do?
Sister, I can't. Hold on. Did you say
wash my hair?
Yes. In a month. It'll be a month.
Since I have given birth or had my C-section, I have not washed my hair.
Sis, okay, hold on. Okay, you see these nails right here? You yes. see my gel nails?
Yes.
Okay, I got these done just hours after baby Bach was born,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That means as long as I've had these,
yes.
you have not washed your hair.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I've showered. I've showered. This. Okay, but thank I've you. Never, I know, right? It's like little fly lights.
Right? Okay, hold on. Yes, let's do this. Okay. Let's do this because... If you didn't know, the last podcast that we were supposed to record was supposed to happen the Wednesday mm-hmm. that Dorothy had her baby. Mm-hmm. Well, Dorothy had her baby, and so we couldn't record. But what we were going to record was all the ridiculous, well, you said ridiculous things that your mom was making you eat, not eat, to all the rules and regulations
oh, yeah.
that you could not, that, oh, yeah. you, that were happening.
And I didn't know exactly like what everything was until, you know, I'm going through them day by day with my mom.
Yeah.
You know, being Vietnamese, I like... What? Why can't I wash my hair for a month? Like, yeah. you're not supposed to touch water.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that I take a shower is like, oh, I'm not even supposed to be like really hopping. Like, I can do a sponge bath, but because I had a C-section and had the, like, I have to keep that clean.
Yeah.
Exception. I can do that.
Whew.
You know?
But you're still a rebel because you touch water.
I know. Okay. Oh, my mom yells at me. Like, if I'm washing the baby bottle without gloves on, she yells at me. Like, the fact that I'm wearing shorts right now, I should be wearing pants.
Like
I should be
that?
Keeping my body warm.
Hold on.
Yes, I should be wearing. I should be wearing socks right now.
You're going through these things way too fast. Hold on, wait. Okay, let's start with the hair.
Okay,
let's start with the hair and combine that with the water.
Okay,
what is okay? Well, you can't take a shower, or you're not supposed to take a shower for how long?
For a month.
Okay.
Like, you're not supposed to touch water.
Why?
For a month.
You're not supposed to touch water. Why? Which is why when you wash dishes, you're supposed to use gloves.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just making sure that yeah. I'm on the same page
yeah,
here.
Yeah, follow along. I don't know why exactly, but it has to, everything that she has me doing or not doing, like not eating, is because it's for the longevity of my life in the future. So I can be well when I'm old.
For your entire life.
Yes.
This is not for to be a better mother. This is not to be a better present. This is not for your scars to heal faster. This
Some
is
of
not,
it is for scars to heal
okay,
faster.
Okay. But most of it is so that you can live to be 180 years old. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
And look young and we're
laughing.
Great.
And I'm laughing now, but watch, you're going to be 180 years old and I'm going to be deep down in the ground.
I know.
Okay, wait. Okay, so the thing is, you cannot touch water for a month
mm-hmm.
so that you can grow old. So you can grow old.
Yeah.
Period.
Yes.
Okay. So that's why you haven't washed your hair.
That's why I haven't washed my hair. And I've been hella dry shampooing.
Oh, don't you just want to wash it?
I want to wash it so bad. Steven's like... Just wash your hair. What's your mom gonna like? She thought I was like, you don't think Matt would know?
Oh, she'll
know.
You don't
think know. My mom would look at my hair for 1 second, be like, you washed your hair?
Oh, she'll know. I mean, I was here last week and she was here, and yeah. like, I was like tiptoeing around her. I was like, I don't want to do anything that's gonna make her mad.
Yeah.
I want to do anything that's gonna yeah. get in the way of you and your longevity. I don't want to get in the way. okay, so that's the water.
That's the water.
Which means you're with your hair. Uh-huh. Okay.
There are things that I cannot eat. Like, you're not supposed to eat anything raw, anything that makes your body cool, because you're supposed to keep your body warm to help heal on the inside.
So not so no cold food.
I can't eat. I can't eat fruits. I can't eat cold food. I can't eat sour food.
That's all I want like right now. Pickled
things. I know.
That's all I want right now.
I can't eat like raw salad or raw veggies. They have to be cooked.
What?
Yeah, they have to be cooked.
You can't eat a fresh Caesar salad.
Nope. I tried and my mom's all, you can't eat that. She basically like knocked it out of my hand.
She's like, girl.
Yeah. She'd I was like, oh, it. Shit, I forgot. I'm sorry. I can't.
You eat. Didn't forget. You were, why are you playing?
I was trying.
Why
are you playing? I was trying. I just wanted some salad.
Okay, okay.
I'm not supposed
to. She doesn't
eat.
Listen to this podcast, does she?
No.
Oh, God. I'm scared she's going to come for me.
No, watch one day. Now she does.
Yeah.
No. I can't eat beef or shrimp because that, when you heal, it, the beef and shrimp apparently makes your scars worse.
Okay.
So. Can't eat that.
Okay.
I can eat pork and chicken all day if I want, which I have been. That's what my mom's been cooking for me.
But don't you want some red meat, sis?
Yes. Girl, you know how much I love steaks.
I know you do. Sorry.
I haven't had a burger either.
So like when you're pregnant, mm-hmm. you know, like they advise that you don't eat sushi because yeah. chances are like something yeah. could happen. So there are a lot of women that immediately after they had their baby, they go and get sushi. You cannot.
I tried and my mom vetoed that so hard.
Goddamn, you waited so long already. Mom, I'm sorry. I said goddamn, but I think it was, I think I get a pass for this one.
It was warranted.
Wait.
I was so upset. Like, I legit yelled at my mom in the hospital. Because, Steven, we had gone through, like, this whole process of, like, oh, let's do sushi night. Like, oh, I can finally get
my mouth is, like, watering
sushi.
For you.
Yeah. And so he, like, we tried to order online. But then we got to the restaurant. And apparently, their online thing wasn't working. And they didn't have those rolls anymore. So he had to, like, ooh. Redo these things.
Your
and
mom did that. Your mom did that with her powers.
She sure did.
She did that.
She sure did. So when he finally comes back an hour later... with the sushi,
no.
He eats, but then I don't eat because, you know, I'm feeding the baby.
Okay.
And I finally
oh, no.
have the chance.
Okay.
I split open my chopsticks.
Oh, God, here
you
we
know,
go.
Kind of rub them together, get the splinters off.
Yeah.
I go in to pick up a piece of soft shell crab. Oh. This is 2 hours after Steven came back with the sushi, so I'm already waiting. I've already waited for it. And I go and pick it up, put it in my mouth, and my mom goes, what is that? It's cooked. Like, I think it's fine. Like, it's not a raw fish. It's soft shell crab. And she's like, no, you can't have that. And I was like, what? And she's like, what's another one? I was like, that's eel. Like, it's like cooked rolls,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
There's no shrimp in it.
Cooked, yeah.
But it's cooked fish. And she's like, no, you can't have that either.
Oh, my God. No, Dorothy.
Tanya, I got so mad. And I, like, threw my chopsticks down.
Wait, Dor, hold on. I can't handle this. This is after you've waited, like, an hour and a half for this sushi. When you'd already planned this. You've been waiting 40 plus weeks now at this point for sushi.
Yes.
And then your mom straight knocks it out of your mouth as you're yeah, putting it. Oh, so sad.
So mad. I threw my chopsticks. It's like, fine, I guess I just won't fucking eat it.
Oh, shit.
I was like so mad, and then I felt bad because I cussed at my mom, and she got mad.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
I know.
And oh no.
Yeah, and then I mean, I apologized because otherwise she would have been super mad at me for the rest of my life.
I mean, it's like one part of me is like, no, like let her eat the sushi. Yeah. I mean, it's cooked,
right?
It's
I thought it was complying by all the rules, and I had even called her, like, because like, she was coming in. I was like, oh, we're gonna get sushi. What do you want? You know?
So she knew.
I know.
Oh, man. I am so sorry. But she's looking out for you.
She is looking out
she's
for
trying
me.
Trying to make sure your scars heal nicely.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay, so that's those are the food restrictions, right?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, where are we at now? We're 3 weeks in, the same kind of restrictions?
Same. Yeah. Oh, by the way, she tried to double down and tell me that I can't have beef or shrimp for the next 3 months. And I said, no, you said 1 month to begin with. Okay, I can't do 2 more months.
So why did she try to do that?
I don't know.
She wants you to live to 200? Damn. Okay. And let me just hold up. We could edit this out if you want. But the last time I was here, Dorothy asked me to.
That's my sister.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. Hi, come on. I thought you were your mom.
I'm sweating.
We're talking about all the restrictions that Matt has put me on for eating.
Dorothy's sister Sheila's just walked in, and I swear that door slowly opened. Sweating right now.
No.
Hi. I'm sweating.
Yeah,
sweating over here. Wait, so yeah, so I'm here and Dorothy's like, oh, Ava, because her niece was here and she's like, I forgot to order you some food. I was like, I'll go get it. Like, what do you want? So we get Ava a burrito and I got myself some little tacos. I said, Dorothy, do you want anything? She's like, no. She's like, I can't remember. And because her mom was here too. I was like, oh yeah, sorry about that. And then Ava comes to me, she whispers in my ear and she goes, don't worry, earlier. I'm like, oh, that's my girl. McDonald's. Hiding McDonald's from your mom. Yeah. God, I love that. I love this so much.
I know.
I hope it was chicken nuggets.
No, it was breakfast. It was like an egg white delight.
Okay. Well, it was hot. It was hot. And it wasn't beef.
Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't shrimp. So
I
you're
still
good.
Complied with
absolutely.
The rules, right? I still
absolutely.
Complied. You know?
Oh, yeah. Because you were like, no, my mom made me soup. It's in the fridge. All mad. I was like, okay, sorry. And here we are eating a burrito and roll tacos in front of her. So wrong.
And I still have soup in my fridge. You know, and the soup my mom made is like, it's supposed to help me produce milk. So yeah. It's nice, but it's like, oh, fuck, how much more of this going to eat?
Oh, man. I think I was talking to my sister-in-laws, and they were saying that, or my mother-in-law actually said that she was always told to like eat soup and warm foods like after you give birth, because it's just supposed to be healing.
Yeah.
You know, just like when you get a cold and stuff, like it's healing. And then also for milk production, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not there yet, so I don't know, but.
Yeah. So there's that. Okay. The other thing that was new to me was my mom and dad, or my mom had my dad heat up these like salt rocks, like, you know, just big salt rocks on the stove to make it hot. And then she would wrap them in a cloth. And then it's pretty much like just like a little bundle.
Okay.
And she would stamp them on my eyes.
On your eyes. That's right. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So you know when you see old Asian people and they have really like big puffy eyes?
Yes.
The salt thing is supposed to make you not have puffy eyes when you're old.
So again, all of this is for when you're old.
Yes.
I kind of respect that your mom is looking out for you like that. Like,
yeah. Which is like, and
I'm going to come to your house after I have my baby.
She'll do it for you. And I'm not going to lie, I did enjoy that. It felt like I was at a spa because I'd just lay there and she'd like do it until she'd be like, okay, I'm busy. Do it to yourself.
Damn.
How about damn? Did you do that to my sisters? I bet you did it. I bet you were sitting there doing it for them.
Oh, wait. No. So, okay. So do you have to do that every day or it was
no,
just once?
You do it like a few times.
After you give birth.
Yeah. So like for the first week and a half we did it like every day, just stamping it on there. What else did she have me do? Kind of the same concept, but it was like rice, like this kind of a dessert rice. She would cook it and it would be really warm, and she'd wrap it up in a cloth again and she'd stamp it on my boobs.
Oh,
also for milk production though.
Okay,
that one was
I was gonna
milk.
Say is that so they don't sag when you're older? I mean, come on.
No, maybe. Right, we're gonna add that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What else? Yeah, so no raw veggies, no cold drinks.
No cold drinks. You were drinking a cold LaCroix.
Right,
I know. I was saying that you gave me a cold LaCroix and I asked you if you wanted some. You said, no, ma'am. Okay. Yeah, God, yeah, look at me. I'm a snitch.
You know, snitches get stitches.
I know. Damn, sis. I know. I'm going to have to come over here and eat some of that healing soup I can heal easily. Okay.
So, and then there's one other thing that I think I'm supposed to like, I can't do because I have that hole in my body.
Okay.
So that makes me exempt.
Okay.
But it's the thing where she like heats up, she brews some herbal teas or leaves or some sort.
Yeah.
And you pretty much like put a blanket, you sit in the middle of the house with a pot and then like you're naked and then you put a blanket overwards so that you're inhaling and all that stuff is supposed to be healing, I think.
I love
that. And for
that.
Your face.
And for your vag too, right? Yeah,
I think
it's
think
like,
so.
Kind of like a yoni steam, right?
I think so.
But an all over steam.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't do it, so I don't know. You know what? We should ask my sister.
Oh, yeah.
Because she definitely had to do it.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
I'm sure she did. Now, I know a lot of people have been asking me about this. I'm like, yo, I don't know. I don't live there. But they're asking me about the leaf on Baby Box's head. People are like, what's up with that? I said, I don't know. Because we've seen this a couple of times, right?
Yes. So it's a betel leaf, I think. B-E-T-E-L. Mm. Or B-E-L-E-T. I forget. My mom bought this leaf from a Vietnamese store.
Okay.
So I only saw like the label once. And it's whenever he has the hiccups, my mom like put a little piece on his forehead because it's supposed to stop his hiccups.
Okay.
And then she also heated up the leaves and then she would like kind of.
Yeah, because I saw her blow drying.
Yeah. So she blow dries the leaf and then she places it on his stomach so it's warm. And that way it's supposed to be so he doesn't get stomach aches.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. Okay, two different reasons to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all gas related.
Okay. Right. You know, yes. I was like,
go ahead and do that. Why it doesn't not? Hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt him. Go for it. Yeah. If it makes you happy, sure.
It probably makes him happy too. Yeah, and exactly. Then in turn will make you happy because he's not going to be crying because all the gas.
I know. And then when I'm 180, I'll be looking fresh and young. So.
Oh my gosh, sis. Okay, we finally got a breakdown. I've been like wondering what all of, because you've been talking about this since before you had the baby.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to that episode.
Yeah.
And then now we're here 3 weeks. Well, not 4 weeks later. Well, not 3 weeks later.
3 weeks later.
Yeah, 3 weeks later. And we finally got an explanation.
I know. And I told my mom, I was like, Mom, the baby's going to be 4 weeks next Wednesday. Does it mean I got to wash my hair next Wednesday? She's like, no, he'll be 4 weeks, but it's not the full month. And I was like, oh. So I have to wait till Saturday.
Oh, geez. What a glorious day Saturday will be. I can't wait
to wash my hair.
Oh, because listen, I don't wash my hair every day. Okay.
Right, I
don't
either.
I don't need to wash my hair every day and I just don't. But when I do wash it, it feels damn good.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between getting in the shower and not washing your hair and taking that kind of shower and then getting in the shower and taking your goddamn time and shaving your legs and shaving your armpits and exfoliating and doing all
massaging
the most,
your head.
You know, the deep conditioner, all of it. Mm-hmm. That feels good.
Yeah.
And I'm sad that your hair has not been washed for as long as I've had this gel polish on my nails. Look at this. It's like halfway down my nail. Okay. It's like, it's time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So when do you want my mom to come over?
I'm scared now because can I choose what I want in the package whole thing?
It's all or nothing.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do that. No.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, I don't think I can go. I mean, I'm barely surviving with this. But.
And if you hadn't had the C-section, you really would not have. You would have only been able to take a sponge bath.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, what was the thing that Matt, remember when she had like had you sit down with the blanket and the pot inside?
Oh.
Yeah, wait, come over here and tell it into the mic.
Yeah, we gotta hear this. Coming up to the mic. Mm-hmm. Dorothy's sister, Sheila, the one we're all afraid of.
My oldest sister. The twins mom.
I don't know, yeah. So it's called Sum in Vietnamese, Sum, but basically it's like a sauna with all these Chinese, Vietnamese herbal things that my mom will boil in a giant pot. And then you get under like this really heavy blanket.
It's a Mexican
like
blanket.
Tent. It's like one of those Mexican blankets that you get in TJ that's like hella thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you would sit underneath there like on a stool completely naked while the steam from this like eucalyptus-y, medicine-y smelling thing comes out and it's supposed to help you like
just heal
and get rid of all the bad stuff that's in your body, but you literally feel like you're gonna pass out underneath that blanket.
Can you imagine in like this it being like in the dead ass summer right now?
No,
like if
it's
that
horrible.
If I didn't have this hole in my body, I'd have to do that.
No.
Yeah, my mom's really sad Dorothy's not doing it.
I know. I was like, I guess that there's silver lining for this hole in my body.
She's really sad. Dorothy doesn't get to go through this.
Will you have to do it when you are better?
No, I think by then it's too late.
Yeah.
You have to do it within the month.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. We could arrange that for you though.
Exactly, Tons.
I'm scared. I just, like I said, if I could choose the few things that I want in the package from your mom, I might do that.
Oh, no, a la carte.
No, you have to do it all.
Okay, okay.
Do it all.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to wait. My grandma did something like that on us when we were younger, when we were babies.
What did she do?
She fed us. She made us drink, like, she, my from what my mom says, she boiled a ton of different teas or made a ton of different teas and then gave that to us as we're babies, which we're not even supposed to drink.
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink water.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh my gosh, okay.
Maybe that's why you're a witch.
Right? Well, supposedly us drinking that when we're babies is like to cure our stomachs and so that we never have like major stomach problems.
Have you had any major stomach problems?
I mean, I have the occasional diarrhea here and there, but... And right, and since I've been pregnant, occasional constipation, but
oh yeah,
but not like major. Huh. Like we're pretty good, like with anything we eat, like we don't really get sick from anything, like so.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe not worth then.
I know. I don't know. I don't know what my grandma's name.
I mean, it didn't kill you.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. And you know what I mean? Like babies are not supposed to drink like anything. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So I don't know, but I'm sure there are so many people that are listening right now that are like, oh, yeah, my mom.
They
makes
have
me
their
do
traditions.
That. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It would be really nice to hear what they what.
Yeah,
they
I got some messages that people said. One person said that their mom would put lint on the baby's forehead where the leaf was to cure hiccups.
Lint?
Lint. Like, yeah, like from the laundry.
Really?
Yeah. And then another person said their mom had their baby not right away, but you know, when they were a little bit older, anytime they had the hiccups, they had the baby suck on a slice of lemon.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like, "Oh,
baby?
That sounds painful." Yeah.
The little baby.
Look at, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people have a lot of different like cultural traditions when it comes to that stuff,
no,
you know.
I'm sure. And forever there's reasons for everything. Mm-hmm. And again, your mom's just looking out for you.
She is.
She's looking out for you.
It's not hurting me, so.
It's not.
You know?
It feels like not eating that sushi roll hurt you. It feels that like that.
Okay, that definitely hurt me. God. So bad.
You, like, I feel so bad for you. Gosh, I don't know. I don't feel bad for you. I just, I felt bad for you in that moment.
Yeah, Stephen's mom's so sweet, too. She's like, hey, do you want... You want this?
Oh.
And she's like, I'll sneak in the contraband for you.
Oh, man. Okay. So, okay. Well, you're almost there.
Almost.
In a week.
A week and a half.
You have clean hair.
Wait till the 31st.
Clean hair, cold food.
Yeah.
And some fruit.
Yes.
Gosh, some fruit. Some vegetables.
I know. You can have watermelon.
Can you have cucumber?
No, because it's cold.
I know. What about a pickle?
No, that's sour.
I know. Oh, gosh. I know. So mad I knocked the headphone out of my ear. Oh, man. Well, thank you for explaining that for us.
Yes.
Thank you for checking in with us. Thank you for letting us broadcast live from Dorothy's house in University Heights.
Don't mind the echo.
I know. So janky. Well, not this, but, you know, like us.
Yeah. Oh, giving a real.
Sorry, Dustin?
Dustin.
Okay.
It's not your equipment. It's us.
It's us. And thank you, Baby Bach, for letting us do this.
I know. He slept through the whole thing.
Yeah, he did. Look, he's smiling right now. Aww, is he smiling?
He's smiling.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I just want to squeeze him. He looks so different from last week, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He gained 1 pound and 4 ounces in a week.
I know. I didn't know that was like you made.
It's a lot.
It's a
lot.
That's
what the doctor said was a lot. I was like, oh, I didn't know it was a lot.
Okay, well, so what does that mean? What do you have to do?
No, he said it's fine by now, but just keep, don't give him more. Don't increase how much I'm giving him.
Okay.
And don't decrease it. Just keep it stable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
All right. Well.
Well, thanks, Tom.
That was a fun episode.
That was.
Thanks for letting us come here.
Always. We'll do it again.
I know.
Next week,
are you
maybe.
Sure?
Yeah, for sure. Maybe, oh, my mom will be here. Oh.
I mean, I don't mind being here when your mom's
what
here.
Does
your mom
gone?
Mind me being here is the question. I swear, last time I was here, I was like holding the baby and your mom was saying something. I was like, oh, I don't know. Should I put him down? You're like, yeah, maybe you should put him down. I was like, okay.
Dude, because she's the queen of telling people don't hold the baby too much, but she'll come and pick up the baby right when he cries. Like, get out of here, God. Lady.
It's all right. It's okay. Yeah. Listen, she is the queen and I respect it. And this is her grandson and she does know best.
Yes, and she does.
It's fine. I was fine with that.
Yeah.
It's time for me to go anyway. So the baby box is like starting to cry and starting to tell me to leave. But yeah.
But always, as always, you can follow us on social media. Yes. I am at Dorothy on Air.
Yes. And you can see, follow all her new mom, first time mom adventures there. Yeah. And you can follow all my pregnancy adventures now.
Yes. Oh my gosh. With your baby girl.
Oh, my baby girl. Thank you. Thank you. At I'm Tanya Gonzalez. And
together at Real Wives in Radio.
Yeah. And
download, subscribe, please.
Rate, review.
Tell all your friends, all your family.
Yeah. Send us any advice that you have. I love listening and I love reading all the advice that people give.
Let's talk about doulas next week, by the way, because I saw you are searching for one.
I know. Okay, we'll talk about that. My gosh, that's the whole thing, girl. That's the whole thing. Okay, and if you want, you can always call us. And if you heard anything on this podcast and you want to either give Dorothy support, advice, suggestions, anything like that, our phone number is 619-537-9937.
Oh, yeah. What if we've been giving the wrong number this whole time?
I know. One time I typed it wrong on Instagram. I was like, oh, we got to change that because nobody calls us. So it really doesn't matter.
We haven't had one voicemail except for your one childhood friend.
Please call us.
Oh, no.
Please leave us a voicemail. We won't pick up. So you're good. You just leave us a voicemail. Anyway, we'll talk to you next week.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.